Well, hello, group leaders. Welcome to podcast number 41. With me today is Gina Hand, one of our group leaders. Gina, tell the people who you are and what you do around here at Grace.
My name is Gina. I've been coming to Grace between 4 and 5 years. What I do is I'm on the prayer team. I am the leader for the care calls. I organize that. I'm also a volunteer where I do make care calls, and I'm on the prayer team, prayer by mail team. I lead a women's Bible study, and this is my first year being in a Grace group.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for all that you do here for the kingdom.
Thank you.
So, Gina, let's talk about prayer. What do you think, what does prayer look like in your own life?
In my own life, I would say it's time where I get away, and I always begin with getting into God's Word. I've always been somebody who needed a lot of encouragement along the way, and so I always look for encouragement through the Scriptures. But then I just try to see how that applies to my life and just let the Lord speak to me.
Mm-hmm. You know? So we're talking to group leaders, and so as we want to encourage them to have a robust prayer life, not only for themselves, but then in their group, like in their circle when they're meeting up on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. What would you like to see in group life related to prayer? Like, what have you seen that works?
I think one of the things that I really like is I see that a lot of people are just afraid to pray.
Yeah.
You know, and
for
whether
sure.
You're a young believer, you know, you're worried about being judged or sounding stupid, you know, and so a lot of people just don't even take that step,
mm-hmm.
even to say something simple like, thank you, Lord, for this group.
Right.
You know, so I think what's good is to have people, our group is large.
Mm-hmm.
We have like 22 people in
yeah.
our Grace group.
Yeah.
And so we want to make it feel smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the things we've done is breaking into two groups.
Mm.
The guys get together and the women get together. And there's a lot more intimacy, a lot more people willing to pray when it's a lot smaller.
That's really good. I was in a group once that had a bunch of guys mostly. And, you know, guys didn't want to pray out loud. You know, they just wouldn't do it. And so the group leader actually typed up little strips of paper with one sentence prayers on them and just asked the guys to read it, you know, and so they didn't have to think about it. They weren't really their words, but it just helped them to start to pray out loud, and it was one sentence. And I think over time that group did gain a better prayer life as a group because of that.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a believer for 43 years and wanted to, when I felt like the Lord wanted me to start praying and, you know, to step out in faith, I'd be so nervous, you know, that finally, after a lot of times of just wanting to do it but never doing it, and
yeah.
just beating myself up,
yeah.
you know, thinking, why did I not pray? I wanted to pray. So I would literally, during my time with the Lord, I would just write out a prayer.
Hmm.
And then I would just read that prayer during mm-hmm. prayer time.
Sure.
You know, to it helped alleviate some of the attacks, you know, because I knew it was from the Lord, you know,
mm-hmm.
the time special with the Lord. And I did that for quite a long time.
Mm.
And then eventually I just didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's really good. I've seen sometimes, actually I went to a group, gosh, when I first started here a bunch of years ago, where that group probably spent 90% of their 1.5 hours of group time in prayer.
Wow.
And they were, man, they were a praying bunch. And I think that just cultivated for that group just this super robust prayer life, even outside of group. Now, I'm not suggesting that groups do that. I mean, obviously, you know, we come together for a bunch of things, including our Bible study and fellowship and of course, prayer. But so what do you think is a, you know, let's talk about a couple of methods by which most of us pray in our group time at the end.
Yes.
What have you seen, you know, different ways that can be done?
Praying at the end. Well, something that I've been reflecting on a lot lately is when I pray, when I'm spending time with the Lord, or anytime
mm-hmm.
anybody prays, that is a precious time to watch somebody pray to the Lord, you know, the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And it's just very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially when we've been walking for a long time, and people will be able to see when we pray out loud,
mm-hmm.
That intimacy that we have.
Yeah.
And I think the Holy Spirit uses that, especially if you've been walking for a long time, that intimacy, and the Spirit just draws people to want to become more intimate with them.
And I think you hit on something that I think is worth highlighting, which is, you know, if you're a group leader and you have a couple of folks that you know well, and you know that they have a robust prayer life, ask them to pray.
Yes.
And they can set that example.
Yes.
For the others that maybe don't want to or feel a little, you know, sheepish about doing it. I've also seen where, like at the end, you know, group time, somebody's taking notes about, you know, we go around the room or whatever. People offer up prayer requests or things that are, you know, hurts or things that need prayer for, and praises.
Sure.
And then, like, one person prays for all of it. I've also seen where, as people talk about their prayer requests, the leader would say, okay, pray for the person on your left.
Mm.
And take their prayer request, and you pray for that. And you just go around the room.
Interesting.
So, now, you have to say that ahead of time so they remember, right? But there's all kinds of different ways to do it. But the goal is for all of us, both in group time and in our home, you know, devotional time or our time spent with the Lord, to have a healthy prayer life. And that's not to say that those are the only times we pray.
Sure.
Right. Just for as an example, when do you pray?
When do I pray? Throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
I might be, something I'm doing right now is I feel like the Lord is just trying to help me have a more consistent, eternal perspective right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been, especially like, I mean, I feel like he's been teaching me that before even Keith did his teaching, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just confirming, you know, this. And I, for whatever reason, whether it's our time's short here,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's going to be coming back soon, mm-hmm. or my time's going to be short here, but it's, I want to have a more consistent eternal focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been cultivating listening to Christian music more in the morning, mm-hmm. not doing more of getting on TikTok and Facebook and all that kind of thing. But then throughout the day, like, when I'm having more of that eternal focus, got to put people in my heart, you know, in the group,
sure.
you know, just texting them, you know, how are you doing? You know, I'm praying for you.
Yeah. You know, that's such a, maybe we should do a separate podcast on that at some point about caring for people as a group leader, because the prayer request time is the richest time to hear people's hurts,
yes.
to hear people's concerned, or, you know, loved ones who don't know Jesus, and all the things we should pray about, and not just then, but we follow up with them.
Yes.
So there's, I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know if group leaders know this, but when you are doing your attendance, some group, or maybe somebody who's going to have surgery or something like that, so that I can reach out and pray for them as well. So as we wrap up, I would just say, group leaders, if it's up to you and you care to take the time to put your prayer requests in your attendance sheet. And then, you, of course, you can't just say no one. There's three buttons at the end. You can't say no one gets it. You have to at least say the leaders get it.
Right.
And some group leaders do that and send it to all, which is all the group members and myself or Vince. And if you do, because they want them to have a captured version of the prayer request to see later in the week.
Yeah, to pray for them.
Through the week. And so I'm just saying, if you do that, I will read them. And not because I'm nosy or because I'm curious who's not coming to group this week. Or it's not that. It's, I'm looking for opportunities to pray for people and reach out to them and let them know that myself as the care pastor or the church in general, like, we care.
Yeah.
And, you know, prayer is some of the richest time to share those things.
Yes. I didn't know that you had that. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll show you. So, group leaders, thank you for listening in. Gina, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And group leaders, I pray that you find some nugget of something we've said and try to implement that in your group time this week. Thank you all. God bless.